From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. White smoke billowing above the treetops of a forest area near Pakistan's capital marks the spot where a jetliner has crashed. Authorities are saying all 152 people who were aboard the plane are dead. The BBC's Lise Doucette says emergency crews had difficulty even reaching the site.
Helicopters hover overhead as an urgent search and rescue operation continues. The thick smoke and fire from the twisted wreckage are hampering their work. The Pakistan Army has dispatched special troops to the area. It's a steep climb, and there are no roads into the site.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. The plane went down as it was trying to land in rainy, foggy weather. At least 25 people are dead in southern Afghanistan, where a crowded bus triggered a roadside bomb. 20 others injured in that blast. And another American service member has been killed in fighting with insurgents there. The House has approved $59 billion to keep funding the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The measure had strong support from Republicans, including Howard McKeon of California.
Cutting off their funding in the middle of that fight is tantamount to abandonment.
But divisions among Democratic lawmakers over the war are deepening. Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California opposes any further spending on the military effort.
Congress cannot continue to write a blank check for a war in Afghanistan that has ultimately made our country less safe.
Another Democrat, Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, says the White House is underestimating the depth of anti-war sentiment in Congress. The oil spill on the surface of the Gulf of Mexico from BP's blown-out well appears to be dispersing much more quickly than experts were expecting. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are people monitoring the recovery effort saying?
Well, they're saying, as do some reporters, Craig, who've flown over the area, that it's much harder now to spot oil on the surface than it has been. We should remember that little if any oil has leaked in nearly 2 weeks since a preliminary cap was put on the well. Jane Lubchenco is the director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and she says that what she calls a significant amount of oil has biodegraded by through naturally occurring bacteria, which are in the Gulf, but the tar balls are still being spotted.
So does this mean the problem is going away?
Well, Lubchenco says no. She says that even though it's harder to spot a slick on the surface, there is still plenty of reason to be concerned.
We have yet to determine is the full impact that the oil will have on not just the shorelines, not just the wildlife, but beneath the surface.
And retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's the government's point person on stopping the leak, says that this is not the time to step back from the recovery effort.
Anybody that classifies this anything less than catastrophic is not being realistic.
So what we have here is also coastal shrimpers and fishermen who are concerned about what's under the surface, and they're worried about how to convince people to buy their products again once they are declared safe.
Thanks, Paul. This is NPR News in Washington. Fire crews in California are battling a wildfire north of Los Angeles that has destroyed more than 30 homes so far and is threatening more than 100 other structures. Kern County Fire Engineer Anthony Romero says firefighters are having to deal with gusty winds and with heavy brush that makes moving around difficult.
It's really thick, really sparse. Due to the rains that we've had, a lot of dry weather, it's really made it thick.
Romero says the blaze in the Mojave Desert is about 25% contained. Prosecutors in Utah are trying to decide whether to retry polygamous leader Warren Jeffs for facilitating an alleged rape. NPR's Howard Berkus reports Jeffs' conviction on that charge has been overturned by Utah's Supreme Court.
Jeffs leads the nation's largest polygamous group, which has been targeted for prosecution because of a practice pairing underage girls with older men in so-called spiritual marriages. Jeffs was accused of facilitating the alleged rape of a 14-year-old follower after she was assigned to marry her 19-year-old first cousin. She testified that she vigorously objected, but was told by Jeffs that it was her religious and wifely duty to submit. Similar charges were dismissed last month in Arizona after the alleged victims declined to testify. Charges of bigamy and child sexual assault are still pending in Texas, where prosecutors are seeking extradition. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
President Obama travels to New Jersey and New York today. He'll speak at a sandwich shop to give a final push for a bill that would set up a fund from which community banks could draw to bolster lending to small businesses. And the president will also attend events to help raise money for the Democratic Party heading into the fall elections. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.